We say HaMelech HaKodesh in Shmona Esrei during Aseres Meitshuva, Melech B'mishpat Yam Midoretz, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews his Malchus in the world, it comes together with Mishpat. To be a Melech means that we are all his Avodim. Being his Avodim means that we have no Ratzon of our own. All we have is to do Ratzon of the Melech, to be Mekayim the Ratzon of Melech Malchus HaMelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews his Malchus, it's a time of Mishpat. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klai Yisrael, Imru lefonei Malchiyos, Ketei shetam lichuni aleichem. On Rosh Hashanah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews his Malchus, we say the Pesukim of Malchus to be Mekabel Malchusa Yisborach. V'imru lefonei zechroinois, Ketei shetal zechonechem lefonei letoiva. That is the Mishpat. It refers to the Mishpat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we should say Pesukim of Zechronis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember us L'Toivet during the Mishpat, because HaModes HaMelucha and Mishpat go together. When we say Nesan HaToykev and we feel the Hatzlochas of the year, the Hatzlochas of what's to come for the coming year, just as we said it last year, depends on how we say, how we stand up in the Mishpat, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at all of our maisim, and the schar comes in the coming year. Everything that happens in the coming year, hein letoiv, hein lemutov, is decreed on Rosh Hashanah, and that's the seriousness for us of the Yom HaMenorah. However, the Ramchal gives a completely new perspective on the din of Rosh Hashanah and of Yom HaMenorah and of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world b'sheish yisrei b'reishis. The tafkid of Klai Yisrael in the Bria is to bring out Malchus Shemayim, to show the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech, because in this world HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself, and it's the tafkid of Klai Yisrael to be Megalek Kavod Shemayim. Since Sheish Yisrei Breishis, every year HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadosh the Meluch anew, and in doing so, each one of the Nivroim has to understand what his Tafkid is. Each person receives a Tafkid. The Rambam says in Hilchas Tshuva that all the Schar of Mitzvahs, we know Chazal tells Schar Mitzvah Bahal Malekho, Schar for being Mekai in the Mitzvahs, Oynish for not doing the mitzvahs is for Olam Habo. Wherever we find in the Torah schar of inyonim of Olam Hazeh, says the Rambam, it's not really schar. It's because someone wants to be mekayim the Ratzon Hashem, he wants to be megalek Kavod Shemayim, he understands what his tafkid is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises he'll give him the wherewithal, he'll give him the parnasa, he'll give him the gezunt, he'll give him all the Hashefa of Bracha that he needs in Olam Hazeh in order to be Mekayim his Tafkid. Each one of us has a Tafkid, whether it's in the Beis Medrash, whether I understand my Tafkid for this year's Masechta Ksubos, whether I understand my Tafkid is as a Zvulun, to live together with the Loim Di'at Torah, and Timi Mechazek Torah, that's my Tafkid. Each one, upon realizing his tafkid and being oimed bedin, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that last year I stood up to my tafkid, and I plan to do so again, and whatever failings I had in last year's tafkid, I plan to be mesakim. The Rebbe Shem gives us, according to that, the shefa for the coming year, the gezunt, the pranosa, the nachas that we all need in order to be mekayim tafkid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help each and every one of us, number one, to realize each one what his tafkid is, to accept it with simcha, to know that he's a part of Gilui Kavod Shemayim in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us all aksiv achsim etoyve in order to be mekayim a tafkid for the coming year.